Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Ed Thurman on hand here at Portside Fieldhouse tonight. Now let me explain. Several of the MAC teams this year, because of COVID-19, have had some of their Saturday tournaments canceled. So to make up for that, they will play a lot of MAC teams twice, home and away, but only one will actually count in the Midwest Athletic Conference standings, such is the case between Fort Recovery and Versailles tonight. So this is a meeting of two MAC teams, but it will not count in the MAC standings. So this one will count on the overall records, but not in the conference. So tonight, Fort Recovery comes in with an overall record of 11-2. Versailles is 3-8. Now in the MAC conference, Fort Recovery is 4-1, and Versailles is 1-4. But as I say, this will not count in the conference standings because this is just making up for the loss of a couple of those Saturday tournaments when you play three or four matches. Well, some of those have been canceled this year, so to make up a little bit of that, they're doing some double duty home and home matches. The ones that had been scheduled before the season started as the home teams, those are the ones they'll count in the MAC standings. The other ones, no, they'll count in the overall standings, but not in the conference rankings. If you're wondering what the MAC looks like as far as conference standings right now, New Bremen and New Knoxville are tied for first at 5-0. Fort Recovery and Marion Local are next at 4-1. Minster and St. Henry at 2-3. Parkway, Coldwater, and Versailles are all at 1-4. Delta St. John's is last at 0-5. But tonight, this is officially not a MAC conference matchup. But it is a matchup of two teams not that far apart, and they always play hard, as we witnessed in the JV match tonight. And in that one, started off very even, and Versailles won the first game there, 26-24. But then Fort Recovery rallied, won the second game 25-22, and took total command in the third game as the Indians won the third and deciding contest 25-8. So Fort Recovery's junior varsity coming out with the win tonight, 2-1. These two teams getting set for action tonight as the Indians and Tigers will battle here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more about tonight's matchup in just a couple of minutes on PG-14 J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future.
Taking care of you.
Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member.
It's football season, and everyone wants to be a part of the winning team. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we want you to call the right play and join our team. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group can find the right plans to protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Huddle up with us today and step inside the fort for the protection you and your family need. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, we believe benefits are the way we take care of our team. Cooper Farm strives to support our team members' physical needs through ergonomic improvements, on-staff nurses, and on-site fitness rooms. We partner with Activate Healthcare to provide free doctor's visits and prescriptions for team members who are enrolled in Cooper Farms Health Insurance. To learn more, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Become a part of a company that truly cares for you. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, where tonight it's high school volleyball between Fort Recovery and the Versailles Tigers. We're glad to have you with us on this Tuesday evening. We've got more volleyball for you on Thursday, and that will be right back here at the Fieldhouse as Fort Recovery takes on Coldwater. Jeffrey O is going to be here for that one come Thursday night. Hey, if you're wondering about baseball playoffs, of course, the Reds open the National League wildcard playoff action tomorrow morning, and we'll have that on PG14 and FM 105.3, starting bright and early at 11:30 tomorrow morning. First pitch from Atlanta at 12 noon. They are playing tonight in the American League. Two games have already gone final. Houston beat Minnesota in Minneapolis 4-1. The Chicago White Sox beat the A's in Oakland 4-1. And Tampa Bay is leading Toronto 1-0. That is in the sixth inning down in Tampa Bay. Later on this evening, the New York Yankees and Cleveland Indians will play over in Cleveland. So that's that. And don't forget to join us for the Reds and the Braves. Opening game of that best of three series in Atlanta tomorrow. Trevor Bauer will be on the mound for the Reds. Broadcast starting on PG14 and FM 105.3. That will be tomorrow morning, 11:30. Yeah, early. Have your lunch with the Reds. That'd be a great thing. Well, tonight it is Fort Recovery, who's coming off a loss on Saturday. They had to go over to Ottawa and take on Ottawa Glandor, number one team in their division, and wow, they showed it. As Ottawa Glandor winning that one on Saturday, 25-18, 25-19, 25-22 over the Indians, just the second loss of the year for Fort Recovery. So that one kind of stung. I look for them to come out firing on all cylinders tonight, and I'm sure that Coach Travis Guggenbiller is hoping for that too. And stick around after the match tonight. We will talk to Coach Guggenbiller. Hey, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Tom Banda and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tim and Chrissy Hart. That's Dr. Tom Banda, his office located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. We're getting set for action tonight as the Indians take on the Versailles Tigers. Yeah, I know it's two MAC teams, but this one doesn't count in the league standings. We'll keep mentioning that during the night, how they're playing a lot of home and home this year because a lot of the Saturday multiple school tournaments are being canceled because of COVID-19. And so, out of precaution, they're not going to those. And so that's why they're playing a lot of home and home. Whoever was on the schedule as being the home team, now that one will count in the MAC standings. The second one will not. So that's just the way it's happening. We are just a couple of minutes away from the start of this one tonight. It's the Indians at 11-2 and the Versailles Tigers 3-8. We'll be back with the start of tonight's match. Game one, that's coming up here on PG14 and J Country 101.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kopp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of the key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
Final strains of our national anthem here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight, where Fort Recovery takes on the Versailles Tigers. Junior varsity match tonight, as we said, was won by Fort Recovery. It took three games for it to happen. Versailles won the first game 26-24 in a tight one. Fort Recovery rallied in the second contest and pulled it out 25-22. And then Fort Recovery was in command from the get-go in the third game and won it by a score of 25-8. So congratulations to the JV Indians as they win it 2-1. In the varsity contest tonight, Versailles comes in with an overall record 3-8, and they are 1-4 in the MAC conference. And the Indians come in here 11-2, 4-1 in the conference. But again, this is officially not a conference matchup tonight. It is just a non-conference matchup simply because they needed to fill some spots. And so a few of the MAC teams had the same predicament. And so they just decided to play home and home with the second one not counting in the conference standing. So it helps out everybody, and that's a nice thing to do, to work together with all the conference schools. Don't forget forget, we've got baseball action tomorrow. The Reds in the playoffs. The Reds taking on the Atlanta Braves. 11:30 airtime. First pitch right at 12 noon tomorrow from Atlanta. And we'll have it on PG-14 and FM 105.3. Now, tonight, as we said earlier, a couple of games have gone final. Houston has won at Minnesota in their first game, 4-1. And the Chicago White Sox had to go out west, but they beat the Oakland A's 4-1 in game one of that best of three series. And the Tampa Bay Rays lead the Toronto Blue Jays down in Florida 1-0. That game's in the bottom of the sixth with the Indians and the Yankees to play in Cleveland coming up in just a little while in the first of that best of three series. So the Reds and the Braves tomorrow, and we will have it PG-14 and FM 105.3. You're with us here at WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana tonight. We are glad to have you here in Fort Recovery, Ohio for tonight's matchup between the Indians and the Versailles Tigers. Ready to go. The Tigers in the black uniforms with the white and the orange trim, and the Indians in their home purple uniforms with the white trim. We are set for volleyball action here at the Fort House, or Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Looking for a good one. Whenever you get two MAC teams together, I have always found you get really competitive sports no matter what it is. All right, Versailles will serve first. Here we go with game number one of the best three out of five. And the Tigers will serve it first. Here's the opening service. It's long. That's out. A little too much oomph, and the first point goes to the Indians on a long serve. It's 1-0 Indians. So the service will go to the Indians, and they're going to make some switches and go right away to Hope Wendell. The senior is going to go back there and serve first for her Lady Indians tonight. Here's the serve, and that's a good one, put back over the net. Quickly set by the Indians, he come, and it's Bramall hitting it, deflecting off the defender, and gets the point to make it 2-0. So nicely done there. Let's see, check it. Actually, it was Paige Forkamp. My bad. 2-0 Indians lead. Service still to Hope Wendell. Here's the serve into the net. She was just trying to graze that net and get it over and maybe an inch off. So the point and the service will go to Versailles. Makes it 2-1 here in the opening game. And the Tigers will serve almost deep. It is set by the Indians. Here's the ball hit over. Ricochets high. Goes off the ceiling. I think it grazed the speaker and comes down untouched. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. When it hits the ceiling, it's just part of the court. That's just the way it is. 3-1 Indians. Up to serve. Here is Marissa Garkey, and it's too long. Sometimes those first serves are just a little too much simply because you've got all the energy flowing through you. You just hit it too hard. All right, some quick subs here for the Tigers before they serve. 3-2 in game one as Fort Recovery leads. Here's Versailles about to serve. Here comes the set to the nets. And the kill blocked, put back over by Fort Recovery. Saved by Versailles to the net. The kill out. Too long, and the point to Fort Recovery. Indians get it and get the serve back. 4-2. Here is now Kiki Wendell to serve it for the Indians. She fires, and that is off a defender. Going to be tough. They will get it back over somehow. The Indians will get it to set. The pound and the kill. Whitley Rammel rammed that one home. That was set up beautifully for her. It is 5-2. Fort Recovery leads. Service goes back to Kiki Wendell. 5-2 Indians here in game one. Here comes the serve. It's clean to the side. Set up. Here is the bounce over the net. Set up to the net. Put back over deep. Set back to the net by Versailles. They'll try and block it. No. It is blocked by Fort Recovery. Saved by Versailles. To the net. Save. The dig. The set. The kill. And it's down. Just put it where they ain't, as they say. Put it right in between the defense. Point to the Indians. And it is 6-2 Fort Recovery. We're in game one. Wendell to serve again. Fires it. Save. Put back over the net. And slammed home. right there for Paige Fortkamp to put it down, and she did. Sometimes when they go right there, it's just like the defense is setting up the offense. 7-2 Fort Recovery leads here in the opening game. Kiki Wendell will serve it again. It's deep. Here's the save. The dig, the pound. It's saved by Fort Recovery, and they'll put it back over. Versailles will set it. Here comes the kill, and it's good. Just got it inside the sideline for the point and makes it 7-3. And Versailles will take over the serve. 7-3 Fort Recovery here in game one. And the Tigers going left to right on your radio. Here comes the serve. I mean, she's deep. She's almost out there. Here's the hit. Gets it in. The dig. Here's the set. Put over and right down. Again, there was an opening in the middle of the Versailles defense, and Fort Recovery just put it right there. Indians lead it now 8-3, and coming in to serve will be Faith Wendell. So Faith Wendell now goes to the serve. Indians lead it 8-3. Here's the serve. It's way long. No doubt about that one, and I think as soon as she hit it, she knew it too. Shook her head like, what am I doing? Just too much energy is all it is. 8-4, and the serve goes back to the Tigers. Here is the serve. It is good. It is dug out. Here's the set. Back over. Saved by Versailles. The set to the net. The pound. It is deflected high. Going to be trouble. Saved by Fort Recovery. They'll get it back over the net. Saved by Versailles to the net. The set. The kill. Blocked. Blocked at the net. Nicely by Paige Fortkamp, and the point to Fort Recovery. Makes it 9-4 Indians. This one moving right along. Indians, and now Paige Fortkamp will do the serving herself after the nice block. Here is the serve, and that's too long. Defense knew it, let it go out. Point to Versailles. 9-5, it's the Indians leading the Tigers here in game one. And the service will go back to the Versailles Tigers. And no changes for the Indians. Here comes the serve. It is clean, dug out, set to the net. Here's a kill, down, and hit way back, and it's off a defender, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery gets the point again, makes it 10-5. Coming in to do the serving now is Aubrey Kanapke. The left-hander, she'll come from the near side. The lefty fires it, clean, dug out. Here's the serve, the set, over, saved by Fort Recovery. Up two hands. Yep, no doubt. She got both palms in there, and that's a violation. And so it'll be point to Versailles and the serve to the Tigers. 10-6, Fort Recovery leading here in game one. Glad to have you with us tonight on PG-14, J Country 101. Versailles serving. It's clean. It is dug out. Here's the kill. Put down off a defender. Saved by Versailles. Trying to get it over. They do. The set. Here it comes to the net. And the pound. Dad. Saved by Versailles. But out. Nice job by Versailles to dig it out. But it clearly was going almost to the Fort Recovery bench. Fort Recovery gets the point to make it 11-6. It's game one. And we go back to Hope Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell fires it over. Was it out? Yes, just barely. Not by much, but it was out. Maybe by a foot. Point goes to Versailles, makes it 11-7. With the Indians leading the Versailles Tigers. Here's the serve. It's a good one. Dug out. Here's the set. The pound. Off a defender for Versailles. They will set it, the pound, kept alive by Fort Recovery, but it's in the stands. Nice effort over there by Marissa Garkey, and she knocked over one of the scorer's tables. Hey, can't fault her on the effort. She was trying, but it was clearly out. Point to Versailles, make it 11-8. Indians leading. They've led from the get-go. Here is the serve. Clean, set up, and put down nicely. That was Garkey. And she pounds it down for the kill. point to Fort Recovery makes it 12-8 here in game one. And for the Indians, appropriately after making the kill, Marissa Garkey will go back and will serve. So here's Garkey with the serve. And it's good. Put back to the net by Versailles. A tap, put back over, and hit out. And touch wide by Versailles. Point to Fort Recovery. We got a timeout called by Versailles. 13-8 in favor of Fort Recovery in game one. We're back after this on PG14 J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Out of the timeout, it will be Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. The Indians lead here in game one, 13-8. Here is Garkey firing. It is good. It is dug out. A set. Here's the ball hit over by Versailles. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The kill blocked and blocked way out by Versailles. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. 14-8, Indians lead. Garkey again will be back with the service. Garkey fires it. It's good. Kept alive by Versailles. The set to the net. The pound. Block. Out. And the point to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery in command. Now 15-8. It's the opening game. Best 3 out of 5 in the series. Garkey looks for another. Fires it just over the net and just out. Just a little bit wide right. Point and service will go to Versailles. 15-9, Fort Recovery leads here in the opening game. Junior Varsity won tonight by Fort Recovery in 3 games. Versailles, the opener, 26-24. Fort Recovery then 25-22 and 25-8. Here's the service. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The kill, right, kept alive. Finally, and here's Versailles getting it back over. Saved by Fort Recovery. The set, put down with authority by Paige Fort Camp. Set her up to the near side, and she slammed it home to the far corner. Point Fort Recovery, 16-9, Indians lead. Kiki Wendell goes back now in service for the Indians. Here is Kiki Wendell, fires it. It is saved right to the net. The set, a pound, and put in down nicely by Versailles. That time, the Tigers set it up nicely. Makes it 16-10. And the Tigers now will be serving. We're in the first game, 16-10, Fort Recovery leading. Here comes the service by Versailles. And it's long. Just too long, a line drive carried too much. Point to Fort Recovery. Make it 17-10, Indians. So the Indians will be serving. And we shift back to Faith Wendell now. Faith pops it over, drops it in. The dig. Here's the set. And put back over by Fort Recovery, but they're not. Oh, they save it somehow. And they'll finally get it back over deep. Versailles now trying to set it. Looking for the kill. They'll doink it over. And the Indians somehow get it back over. Hit right back to the net. Versailles looks for the kill. And they hit along. 2 or 3 times on that, it looked like it was going to hit down to the pine, and somebody dug it out on both sides. Point, though, goes to the Indians. Fort Recovery leads 18-10. Wendell drops in the serve right over the net. That goes as an ace, and it's 19-10, Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell will go right back at it. Sophomore looks to fire. Does. Just got over the net. Pulled out, though, by Versailles. Now it's kept alive by Fort Recovery. They'll pop it back over. Saved by the Tigers. The set to the net. The kill goes down. Deflected off the arm of Fort Camp, goes down, and the point goes to Versailles. 19-11 in favor of Fort Recovery. And the serve goes back to the Versailles Tigers. Here comes the serve. And the serve will drop in. Kept alive. Here's the set. Going to over. Blocked right back by Versailles nicely. The block gets the Tigers the point to make it 19-12. And the serve goes right back to the Tigers. Here comes the serve. It's good. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set and doinked over. Blocked. Kept alive, but not long enough. And the point again to Versailles. Blocked once, blocked twice, and down it went. 19-13. As Versailles on a mini run here, they've scored three straight. Here comes the serve again. And this one will not make it over the net. Was going to be close and didn't quite make it. Point will go to Fort Recovery. The service back to the Indians. They lead it 20-13. And it is Paige Fort Camp to serve it away. One of the three seniors. Fort Camp fires just over the net. Nicely done. Hit to the side. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. Went off one of the defenders. It's 21-13, an 8-point lead for Fort Recovery. Versailles wants a timeout. 21-13 Indians. We're back after this on PG14, J Country 101.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery with an 8-point lead here late in game one, 21-13. And the Indians serving again. Paige Fort Camp looking for two in a row. Here it comes. Just drops it in, and it's kept alive by Versailles. They'll get it back over. The Indians now dig it out. Here's the setup, the pound, and that's out. Fort Camp got just a little bit too much energy on that one and hit it out. So make it 21-14 in favor of Fort Recovery. And the serve goes back to Versailles. Still in game one. And the Indians leading the Versailles Tigers. Here comes the serve. It's good. Dug out by the Indians. Set by the Indians. And Garkey has it knocked around, going to the side. Kept alive by Versailles. They'll get it back over. Kept alive by the Indians to the net. The pound, and it's down. Indians with good teamwork there to get the point. Now, wait a second. Apparently, she got in the net. Point's going to go to Versailles. Point goes to Versailles. So apparently, she touched the net. It's 21-15. Versailles serving again. It'll be set to the net. The pound kept alive by Versailles. The set. They'll put it over, and it's out. No, it went in. It hit the line. Point to Versailles. And just like that, the Tigers are back within 21-16. So 21-16, our score, and Versailles is serving again. An 8-point lead is slipping away. Here's the dig by Fort Recovery. And the serve, kept alive, comes back. Fort Recovery at the net. They'll doink it over. And it's finally hit, but hit under the net. And the point should go to Fort Recovery. It will. So the point to Fort Recovery. That snaps the string there by Versailles, makes it 22-16. And the Indians now will have the service. Aubrey Konapke will be serving. The left-hander fires it in. Kept high in the air by Versailles. The set, the doink, kept alive by Fort Recovery. The tap kill goes deep, kept alive by Versailles. Hit back over. Indians will keep it alive. To the net. Here's the pound, and it's blocked. Point to Versailles. Point goes back to Versailles, and the lead is down to 5 again. It's 22-17. Fort Recovery led earlier by as much as 8 on 2 occasions, but Versailles trying to rally. Tigers with the serve. Kept alive by the Indians. Here's the set. The doink dropped in. Saved by Versailles. The set. The pound. And it's out. Point to Fort Recovery. Indians will get the serve back. Lead is 6 at 23-17, Fort Recovery. Going back to serve is Hope Wendell. Looking for 2 points to try and win the first game. Here's Wendell. Fires it. Kept alive. Dug out. The set. And put back over by Versailles. Kept alive by the Indians. The set. The kill. It's blocked. But it's going to be kept alive by Versailles. They'll hit it deep. Kept alive by the Indians. The set to the net. Pounds it. Blocked. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set. The pound. It's kept alive by Versailles. Set to the net. Here they go. Block. Comes down. And the point goes to Versailles. Right at the net, and it was just blocked in there by the Tigers. Tigers get the point, make it 23-18, and they're not going away quietly. Indians still lead by 5. Versailles with the serve. Here it comes. It is set, dug out to the net, the pound. Oh, right down. That was put down by Garkey with authority, and Garkey now goes back to set it and looking for game point here. Game point as the Indians lead 24-18, 1 point away from winning game one. So here's Marissa Garkey serving for the game. The serve, and clean. Was that deflected or was it out? Game point, and it goes to Fort Recovery. It was just off the literal fingertips of a Versailles player before it went out. So the point goes to Fort Recovery. The Indians take the first game by a score of 25-18. Back with game two in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101 PG-14.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of the key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, game one goes to the Fort Recovery Indians. They win by a score of 25-18. We will move on to game two. It's best 3 out of 5, of course. Updating the baseball scores. They're in the seventh inning now. Tampa Bay still leading Toronto 1-0. Earlier, games that have gone final. Houston beat Minnesota 4-1. And the Chicago White Sox beat Oakland 4-1. Yankees and Cleveland just getting underway in Cleveland tonight. The Reds, they're going to be taking on the Atlanta Braves tomorrow. And we'll have the broadcast of the Cincinnati Reds in the playoffs. Broadcast begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning. First pitch at 12 noon. We'll have it on PG14, AM 1440, and also FM 105.3. The Reds and the Atlanta Braves. Then game two will be on Thursday, and game three, if necessary, on Friday. We don't have game times for those yet. All right, here we go to game two here. Fort Recovery winning the opening contest. Now trying to make it two in a row over the Versailles Tigers. And let's see, the service will be going to Fort Recovery for game two. And they'll shift around. Officials talking to both sides, but yep, goes to Hope Wendell, and she'll serve the first point here of the second game. Game two, and Fort Recovery won the first one 25-18. Hope Wendell about to serve it. Here it comes. It is good. Hit right back over and hit back quickly by the Indians. They'll set it up. Here is the set. Rammel puts it down. It's saved by Versailles. Hit high off the air. The putback kept alive by the Indians. Now it goes, and it's put back deep by the Indians. Versailles saves it. They set it up. A little doink. Kept alive right at the net. Blocked. Blocked again by Versailles. Comes back over. Set by Fort Recovery. To the net. They'll put it over. It's saved by Versailles. Comes back to the net. The putback blocked. Blocked again by Fort Recovery. And now it's put back over. Barely. And comes back deep. And it's picked up by Versailles. Here's the ball. Hit high. Hit deep. Comes across and out. And the point will go to Versailles. Well, that was quite the rally there by both teams on that first serve. And it goes to the Versailles Tigers, and they'll be serving. 1-0. This is the first time tonight that Versailles has led. Here comes the serve, and was it out? Yes, it was. Just a little long. She was aiming for the far corner and just missed it. Indians let it go, get the point, and the serve. Here is Garkey. Marissa Garkey fires it. It is hit high by Versailles. It's blocked at the net. It's hit high off the ceiling, blocked again. And then we've got a double hit by Versailles. Yep, as it came down, there was two palms hitting it. So double hit, and the point goes to Fort Recovery, makes it 2-1 Indians. Garkey now to serve again. She fires, drops it deep. Set up by the Tigers to the net. Doinked over, put right back by the Indians. We got a palm. And nope, they said it was in the net by the Indians. So a hand from Fort Recovery touched the net. Point goes to Versailles. Ties the score at 2-2. So it is 2-2. And the service will go back to the Versailles Tigers. Here come the Tigers on the serve. And it's clean. Dug out by the Indians. The set, the block, and blocked nicely by Versailles. 3-2, Tigers lead. Tigers never led in that first game. They've led twice so far in this one. Service back to Versailles. Here's the serve, kept alive by the Indians. They will get it back to the net, put over. But blocked down, was it in? It was, by Versailles. And it's 4-2, Tigers. It was a nice thought there by the Indians, but they ran out of court space. So it's back to Versailles. Here's the serve, kept alive. The set, the kill, put down, saved, and coming out and into the stands. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. Point goes to the Indians. Just deflected it off a defender with authority. And it'll be Kiki Wendell to serve it for Fort Recovery. 4-3, Indians trail. Here's the serve. It's dug out by Versailles. The set to the net and put down and in. make it 5-3 Versailles, and the serve back to the Tigers. So the Tigers will serve it again, leading 5-3. We're in game two, first game won by Fort Recovery. Here is the serve, put back over, dug out by the Indians, set the block, and blocked nicely. Well, I can tell you one thing that Versailles is doing much better in this game is blocking at the net. That's where most of their points have come so far. 6-3, Versailles leads. Here comes the serve. It is good. It is set. It is doinked deep. And it will be set again by Versailles to the net. The pound blocked by Fort Recovery. Nicely done there by Paige Fortkamp. Blocked it down and the point to Fort Recovery. 6-4. Indians will have it and will be serving. And going back to serve will be Faith Wendell. And the sophomore getting set to fire it. She does. Drops it to the side. Dug out. The set. The kill. Block. But blocked out. And the point goes to Versailles. It is 7-4. The Tigers lead here in game two. Indians won the first game 25-18. Versailles serving again. Here it comes. To the far side, dug out by the Indians. They can't dig it out a second time. Went toward the bleachers. Consequently, the point goes to Versailles. Tigers lead 8-4. Indians trying to get the service back. Here is the serve. It's clean. It's dug out. Here is the set. The pound. Block. Picked back up by Fort Recovery. Here's the pound, and that's way out. Too much by Garkey. And the point goes to Versailles. We got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. Versailles leads here in game two, 9-4. We're back after this on J Country 101 and VG 14.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
9-4, Versailles leads here in game two. And the Tigers serving out of the timeout. Here comes the serve, right into the net. That was way low, almost under the net. So the point goes to the Indians the easy way. And now the Indians will serve trailing 9-5. Here is Paige Fortkamp about to serve for the Indians. Pounds this one off a defender at the back, kept alive. The set to the net, the put down, dug out by Fort Recovery. The set to the net, the kill, dug out by Versailles. Here's the set to the net. They'll dig it back over. Fort Recovery now getting it. The set, it is deflected. It goes to the net. Versailles will pound it, and roll, it went in. It just stayed in the corner, and the point to Versailles. Accuracy, unbelievable accuracy with that one. Makes it 10-5. Versailles leads here in game two. So it's back to the Tigers for a serve. Here it goes. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set and the pound down. I mean pounded down by Paige Fortkamp. Now the Indians are going to bring in the big hitters. Whitley Rammel is going to come back in. It's 10-6, and the Indians will be serving. Here's Aubrey Konapke. She'll be serving and hits it right into the net. Couldn't get it over. So the point goes to Versailles. The Tigers lead 11-6. And the serve goes right back to Versailles. So the Indians set back on defense. Versailles to serve again. And that one's in the net. So the point goes to Fort Recovery. And the Indians get the serve back. And it looks like Hope Wendell is going to come in to serve. She will. It's 11-7. Versailles leading. Indians looking to string together some points and get back in this one. Down four. Here's the serve. It's dug out. Comes to the near side. Kept alive. The set. Fort Recovery will set it to the net. And it's doinked over, but blocked. Blocked in by Versailles, and the point will go to the Tigers. They knew how to do that very nicely. Nothing hard. Just kind of get a finger on it, put it down. 12-7, Versailles leads. Here's the serve, and that one's in. It's an ace. Just dropped it in the corner for the ace. 13-7, biggest lead for Versailles. They never led in game one. Here's the serve. It's kept alive by Fort Recovery to the net, the pound, and down. The Indians got that one. 13-8. Serve now to Marissa Garkey of Fort Recovery. Indians down by five. Versailles has led by as many as six. Fort Recovery led by as many as eight in the opening game. Here's the serve. Drops it over nicely. Kept alive. Here is the set. Here's the pound hit. And it's going to be out and touched last by Fort Recovery. Never could control it to get a set at the net. And the point goes to Versailles. So both teams just feasting off mistakes of the other team. Right now mostly benefiting Versailles as the Tigers lead 14-8 here in game two. Here comes the serve. It's put over, kept alive by Fort Recovery to the net. Block and a point for Versailles. Again, they are blocking and blocking with authority out there right now. Makes it now 15-8, biggest lead of the night for... Here's the serve, though, that's going to go out. Well, when it was 15-8, it was the biggest lead of the night for Versailles until it sailed out there, and now it's 15-9. Service goes back to Kiki Wendell and the Fort Recovery Indians. Wendell fires it over. Kept alive by Versailles, set to the net, and it's hit back. Kept alive by the Indians. They'll put it in and down. Like I say, not a hard hit, but just effective. Put it where the defense does not get the point. Make it 15-10. Fort Recovery with the ball and the serve. Kiki Wendell serves again. Drops it into the far side, and that's hit out by Versailles. Another point for Fort Recovery, and it's 15-11. Now timeout called by Versailles. So the Tigers want to talk things over and try to settle things down. It is Versailles 15 and Fort Recovery 11. We're in game two of this series tonight. We're back after this on J Country 101 PG-14.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Game two here of the night. First one won by Fort Recovery, 25-18. Second one, Versailles has led by as many as seven. And the Tigers still lead by four, 15-11. But saw the momentum starting to switch back to Fort Recovery. And so their coach, which happens to be Kenzie Bruggeman, she decided, let's stem the tide here and let's try to settle these things down. All right, here's the serve by Fort Recovery, and it's out. Just a little bit wide by Kiki Wendell. Point goes to Versailles, makes it 16-11 Tigers, and the Tigers get the serve back. So they'll serve. Okay, finally serving, here it comes. Dug out by the Indians. They'll set it. Pounded down. Pounded down with authority there by Hope Wendell. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. Makes it 16-12. And now Faith Wendell will go back to serve for the Indians. She fires, and that reflects off a defender for Sales, and it's a quick point there, an ace for Wendell and company, and Fort Recovery makes it 16-13. So here's Wendell serving again. Fires at the same spot. It's put up this time. Here's the hit blocked. Dug out by Versailles. Set to the net. Point deep. Fort Recovery will set it up toward the net. Here it comes. Hit down. And hit down nicely off a defender and the point to Fort Recovery. Indians back within two at 16-14. Not long ago, they were down 15-8. Wendell serves again. Kept alive by Versailles to the net. The pound. And it's out. Another Fort Recovery point. Indians on a run, and they're within one at 16-15. The momentum clearly has shifted to Fort Recovery in this game. 16-15. Now I think they're asking for a dry ball. They get that. Here's Wendell to serve again. Oh, into the net. Just missed. So that will give the serve back to Versailles. Tigers lead 17-15. The Indians were on a run right there until he hit it into the net. Here's the serve. Dug out by the Indians to the net. It is hit. It is hit. And it is down and good. Fort Recovery got it. Had to wait to see. And the judge said, yes, it's a Fort Recovery point. 17-16. Service back to the Indians. They've got a chance to tie this game now. Here we go. And Paige Fortkamp will be serving for the tie. She fires. And it's hit high, comes back to the net. Saved by Fort Recovery. The doink, hit off a defender for Versailles. Hit high up into the air, put back over. Indians keep it alive. Here's the set to the net. They'll put it over. Kept alive by Versailles. Set, hit back over. Dug out by the Indians. Here's the set. And the kill, blocked by Versailles for the point. Point goes to the Tigers, makes it 18-16. When these teams are playing in runs here and playing some good defense at times, feasting off the mistakes of the other team. 18-16, the serve goes back to the Versailles Tigers as they lead by two here in game two. Here's the serve, clean, dug out by Fort Recovery. The set, the put down, block, comes back over, saved by Versailles, and blocked into the net, and the point goes to Fort Recovery. Just blocked it once, and then it was hit right into the nets. 18-17, one-point lead for Versailles. Fort Recovery will be serving for the tie. Aubrey Kanapke, she will fire it. And it's hit up, put down by Fort Recovery. Right into the wheelhouse of Whitley Rammel, and she just slammed it home, and we are tied at 18. Couldn't have set her up any better if you were a teammate. At Kanapke will serve it. Kept alive by Versailles to the net. Put down, blocked, and drops in. Deflected off and goes down for a Versailles point as Versailles takes the lead back at 19-18. The only time in this game that Fort Recovery has led was when it was 2-1. They have been tied a couple of times, but now Versailles has maintained the lead, and now it's just a one-point lead. Tigers will be serving. Here it comes, just over the net, dug out by the Indians, the doink, and it's going to be kept alive at the net, put back over by the Indians, saved by the Tigers. They'll go back to the net, the put over, it's set, put back over by the Indians, kept alive by the Tigers. Here's the pound, it's back, it's blocked, kept alive by Versailles, far side, the block, kept alive by Fort Recovery, the pound, blocked, kept alive again. Here comes the doink, over, kept alive by Versailles, it goes to the far side, is put down, blocked by Fort Recovery, kept alive by Versailles, they'll put it back over, again kept back over by Fort Recovery. Now Versailles hits it long and they'll get the point. After three or four times right at the net, they decided to hit it long, and it was a good choice, and it gets the point for Versailles. It is 20-18 after a long rally there. 20-18, Versailles leading here in game two. Fort Recovery won the first game. Versailles will serve again. Here comes the serve. It's dug out to the net. Set up and put down by the Indians. Saved, though, by Versailles. Put back over. Indians keep it alive. The set. Here is the kill. Goes deep. Knocked around by Versailles. Back over the net. Kept alive by the Indians. The pound. Now they'll just drop it over, but in. Versailles was expecting to get pounded. Instead, they just dropped it over, and it was effective. 20-19, Versailles by one, but the service goes back to Fort Recovery. And it'll be Hope Wendell to serve this time for Fort Recovery. Wendell with the serve. It's long, dug out, far side, kept alive, high, almost to the ceiling. Hit back over, saved by the Indians. The set, the put down, and a pound and a kill. Indians tie it up at 20-20. Still serving. Hoping to get on a run at the right time. 20-20, and Hope Wendell will serve. Wendell gets it deep. Kept alive. Here's the set. The kill block and a point for Fort Recovery. And the Indians take the lead back. The last time they led in this game was 2-1. Now they lead 21-20. Hope Wendell is still serving. She fires it. Oh, it didn't make it. She tried to just drop it over the net and came up short. 21-21, and now the serve goes back to Versailles. 21-21 our score here in game two. Here's the serve, dug out by the Indians, kept alive. They'll hit it over and deep, set up by Versailles. To the net, they'll pound it over, kept alive by Fort Recovery. Here's the set, the pound, it's deflected, kept alive by the Tigers. At the net, they'll hit it back over, but out. Point goes to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 22-21 with the service back. So now for the Indians, it's Marissa Garkey. Garkey to serve. Garkey fires it, goes deep. Kept alive by Versailles. They'll get it back over. Indians will set it to the net. They'll pound it. Blocked, but out. Off a defender. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. 23-21. And a timeout called by Versailles. It's Fort Recovery 23, Versailles 21 here in game two. We're back after this on PG-14, J Country 101.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery up two. Garkey still serving. Fires it deep. Set up by Versailles. And the kill is down. It's a one-point game again. Fort Recovery leading 23-22. But the serve goes back to Versailles. Back and forth. This has been a heck of a game. The serve now for the Tigers. Here's the serve. Fort Recovery will dig it out, set to the net, the pound, and good. That was Whitley Rammel. She pounds it home, and it's game point now for Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will be serving. Game point for Fort Recovery here in game two. Here comes the serve. Wendell hits it. It's set alive by Versailles. To the net, the pound blocked, blocked again, and kept alive by Versailles. It's kept alive now by Fort Recovery. To the net, the kill, it deflects off, it's knocked down, point Fort Recovery, game Fort Recovery. So, quite a rally there at the end. A great rally by Fort Recovery. They were down 15-7 and rallied to win game two, 25-18. And that was the exact same score of the first game. So, 25-18, 25-18. And it was quite a contest there. So, it's now 2-0 in favor of Fort Recovery. We're back with Game 3 in just a minute on PG-14, J Country 101.
Ta-da! Hi, folks. I am Safety Man. I want everyone to have a safe harvest. Do your lights work?
Here, let me turn them on.
Wow, do they ever. How about them blinkers?
Click.
Great. Look at those blinkers blink. Reflective tape?
Check.
Hey, I could not get my hand in here.
Safety Man, that shield is there to protect you.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just checking if you did.
Oh, brother. Sure you did, Safety Man. Folks, have a safe and enjoyable harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kapp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Well, Fort Recovery up 2-0 now on Versailles, rallying to win that second game. I think I misspoke on the score. Second game score was 25-22. First game was 25-18 Fort Recovery, but they rallied from as much as 7 down and won the second game 25-22 over Versailles. Now we go to game 3, and for the Tigers, it's do or die. They have to win or go home. Well, in the baseball scores now, it is Tampa Bay leading Toronto 3-1. They're in the eighth inning there. White Sox beat Oakland 4-1. Houston over Minnesota 4-1. No score yet on anything for the Yankees in Cleveland. I'm wondering if they're in a rain delay. That game was supposed to start about an hour ago. But we'll have to wait and see. Reds play tomorrow. We'll have the broadcast here on PG-14 and FM 105.3. And it starts at 11:30, first pitch at noon. Here we go. Third game of this match. Fort Recovery leads 2-0. Trying to close it out here. And the serve will go to Versailles to start off game 3. So the Tigers will serve first. Here we go. It is dug out by the Indians. The set to the net. The pound, and it's out. Point to Versailles. So it's 1-0. The Tigers lead here in game 3. First two games won by Fort Recovery as they're trying to go for the sweep. Here's the serve. Again, good. The set to the net. And the ball blocked at the net, kept alive by Fort Recovery, or by Versailles, but then they can't recover the second time. So the point goes to Fort Recovery, ties it up at 1-1. And now the Indians will bring in Hope Wendell to serve. So it is 1-1. We are in game 3. Glad to have you with us tonight. We'll have more Fort Recovery volleyball against Coldwater on Thursday. Here's the serve. It's good. And drops. Hit once by Versailles across the court, and teammate couldn't see it, couldn't get to it. Point Fort Recovery. Indians take a 2-1 lead here in game 3. And it's Hope Wendell serving again. She fires it. Hit high. Set up by the Tigers. They'll try to get it across, but they hit it out. Kind of sidearmed it. Took it out. Almost landed on the Fort Recovery bench. 3-1. Indians lead. Wendell still serving for Fort Recovery. And this one, it's deep, hit high to the far side, hit back over, and that will drop for Versailles. Simply got it over the net, ricocheted off the top of the net, and a point. 3-2, Fort Recovery leads, and the service goes to Versailles. Tigers now serving. Here it comes, deep, hit high back to the net, but back over, block, and a hand into the net. No doubt about that one. A hand in the net by a Versailles player, and the point will go to Fort Recovery. Just trying to dig it out of there, and got the hand in it, though. So the point goes to the Indians, makes it 4-2 Fort Recovery. And now the serve to Marissa Garkey, and she hits it deep. It's put back over, but out by Versailles. Point to Fort Recovery. And the Indians go up 5-2. Garkey will go back to serve again. Here's Garkey firing. That's off a defender deep. They're going to have to hurry to get this one back over. They do. And it's out, though. Hitting across the court. It's tough to do and couldn't do it. And it's 6-2 Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey will go back and serve it again. The junior will fire it. Almost dropped it in for an ace. Put back up. Here's the ball. Hit. Kept alive by the Indians. They'll set. Forkamp will hit it. Deflects off back. It's kept alive by Versailles. The second hit comes back. A set to the net. Here they come. Rammel will hit it. Kept alive by Versailles. To the back. Second hit. Third hit. Got it across and dropped it. Forkamp just lost her footing and couldn't get to it. It goes down. The point goes to Versailles. 6-3, Fort Recovery leads here in game three. And the serve goes back to Versailles. Tigers will be hitting it. Here it comes. Almost an ace. They drop it over, the hit, block, block to the net, and the point will go to Fort Recovery. Hand in the net by a Versailles player. 7-3 in favor of Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell now serving for the Indians. The serve, she'll drop it, almost in. Goes, it's dive, and it hits into the stand. Point for Fort Recovery. Versailles just could not get a good handle on that one. 8-3 Indians. Kiki Wendell again serving. Fires it just over the net. Dugout comes back across. Hit back over. And it drops in. The player at the net for Versailles just got a finger on it, but then there was nothing to do but let it drop. So timeout being called by Versailles. Fort Recovery leads here in game three, 9-3. We're back after this on PG14, J Country 101, WPGW, AM and FM, Portland, Indiana.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, don't forget, we've got more Fort Recovery girls volleyball action Thursday night here on PG14, J Country 101. Indians will be hosting Coldwater on Thursday, and we'll have the broadcast starting around 6:30, depending on how long the JV match goes. Jeffrey Overholzer will be here for that one come Thursday night. Right now, the Indians up 2-0 on Versailles and leading in game three, 9-3. Kiki Wendell serves again and drops it to the back. That comes to the side. They'll somehow get it back over. Dropped in the back. Fort Recovery sets it up. Here's the ball hit back over. Versailles will set it. Here's the set. Far side. The block up, but it's going to drop in and a point for Versailles. Forkamp just lost her footing right at the net and couldn't quite get to it. And the points and the serve goes to Versailles. It's 9-4 with the Indians leading the Tigers. Versailles will serve it again from the left side. Here it comes. Drops deep. Here's the dig, the set, and the doink, and that's going to drop in for a point. Nicely done there as the Indians just drop it over. Actually ricocheted off a Versailles player, and the serve will go back to Fort Recovery. 10-4 with the Indians leading. And back there, Faith Wendell now will be serving. So Faith Wendell fires it deep, and that ricochets high, saved by Versailles, and the hit, long out of bounds, point Fort Recovery. It's 11-4 Indians, and they are taking command of this one early. Wendell serves again. It is hit right back over, put down, saved by Versailles, right back to the net, blocked, hit back again, and out, point Fort Recovery. And the Indians have an 8-point lead at 12-4. Hope Wendell will serve again. Fires it. Drops it deep. The dig, the set, put black, and blocked! But it's out. Blocked out. Point will go to Versailles. Well, that snaps the run there. Makes it 12-5. Tigers now will serve. Here comes the serve. Dropped in. The dig, here's the set, and the pound, in! Point goes to Fort Recovery. Put right in the corner at the back. 13-5, an 8-point Fort Recovery lead. Here comes Paige Fortkamp on the serve. Fortkamp fires it right into the net. Right at the top, and just another inch and probably would have gotten an ace. Instead, goes back to Versailles and makes it 13-6. Indians leading the Tigers here in game three, and the Tigers looking for the three-game sweep. Here comes the service for Versailles. Dug out by the Indians. The set. Fortkamp will hit it deep. It's saved to the end, and it's dropped and it's put in. Point goes to Versailles. 13-7. And Versailles will serve it again. 13-7, Indians lead. Here's the serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. The set and the hit right back to the net. That's going to go off, and it's a point for Fort Recovery. Came to the net, was ricocheted off another player, and consequently, we have another point for Fort Recovery. Makes it 14-7, Indians. And the Indians now will be serving. And it's going to be Aubrey Konapke. She will fire it far side. Hard to handle. Kept alive, though, by Versailles. They'll hit it back over, but way out. That one goes long, and the Indians go up 15-7. One more for Konapke. Konapke fires it. Long. Kept alive. Set to the net. The pound, and will drop. Kill there for Versailles. 15-8. Indians leading the Tigers. So the serve will go back to the Versailles Tigers. They trail the Fort Recovery Indians. 15-8. We're in game three, and Fort Recovery has won the first two. Here's the serve. That's long. Nope. Kept alive. Fort Recovery will take it and will pound it down for the save, or for the kill and the point. So the Indians get the points and now get the serve back with an 8-point lead, 16-8. And Hope Wendell will go back in service. So Hope Wendell will be serving back there. Her team leads it 16-8. Here's the serve, far side, kept alive by Versailles. The set, they'll put it over. It's kept alive by Fort Recovery. The set, now they'll go over, they'll hit it. And was it in or out? It was in. Point to Fort Recovery. Indians lead by 9, 17-8. Hope Wendell serving again. Wendell fires. Kept alive by Versailles. The set, the put down, it's out, but it goes off the Fort Recovery knuckle, and the point goes to Versailles. Makes it 17-9 in favor of Fort Recovery. But the serve goes back to the Versailles Tigers. Here we go. Here's the serve. And goes off a side of a hand. Kiki Wendell just couldn't quite handle it. Point to Versailles. It is 17-10. And the serve remains with Versailles. Here's the serve. Kept alive, but no. And again, it just ricocheted and went off to the side. Some nasty spin on that serve. Point to Versailles. It's 17-11. This girl put some nasty spin on it. Here it goes again, and that one's out, though. That one spun too long to the end. Out. Point to Fort Recovery. Serve back to Fort Recovery. Indians lead 18-11. Marissa Garkey will serve. Garkey will fire it. Hit high. Kept alive by Versailles. They'll go for the kill. It's kept alive by the Indians to the net. And the doink, the putback, the block, kept alive by the Indians. Now over to the deep end. Comes to the near side. Kept alive. Hit back over by Versailles. Kept alive by Fort Recovery. The hit. Blocked at the net. Drops in. Point Fort Recovery. Make it 19-11. The lead is 8 for Fort Recovery. Garkey to serve again. Garkey fires deep. That ricochets to the near side. Going to be tough. They somehow get it back over, but out. Well, it was a great attempt by Versailles, but when they hit it, they hit it out. And timeout being called by Versailles. It is 20-11. Fort Recovery leads. We're back after this on J Country 101 PG-14.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fort Recovery getting within now 5 points of winning this whole shooting match tonight. Here's Marissa Garkey serving again. Hit deep to the back of the court. Kept alive by Versailles. The block at the net. Blocked there nicely by Whitley Rammel. Point Fort Recovery. And the lead is 10 at 21-11. And the Indians can feel this one coming very quickly. They have pulled away in this third game and now lead 21-11. Still have the serve and all the momentum in the world. Garkey fires into the net. Well, just as sure as you say that, and it's disaster. Well, all right, serve goes back to Versailles. Indians still lead by 9, 21-12. And the Tigers are serving. Here's the serve. Deep, kept alive by the Indians. The set, the little doink, tough, but picked up by Versailles. To the net, the kill, blocked, kept alive again, but not the next time. And the point will go to Fort Recovery. Just a little too much right there at the net. Indians get the ball back and the point and the 10-point lead. It's 22-12 here in Game 3. And Kiki Wendell now will be serving for Fort Recovery. 3 points to a match win. But that's not going to be it. It went out wide right. Tried to drop it in on the side, too close. 22-13, serve back to St. Henry. So now the Tigers will be serving again. Here they come. They will be kept alive by the Indians. The set, the kill, was it in? Yes, it was. Kill good by Paige Fortkamp. Point goes to the Indians. They get the serve back. It's 23-13. And it's going to be Faith Wendell now serving. All she needs is 2 points, and this night will be over. Wendell serve. Kept alive, but to the side. Going to be trouble. Kept alive and dropped in. Court recovery point, and they're now at match point and game point. 24-13 Indians. Game point and match point right here being served by Faith Wendell. Wendell fires, and it goes deep. It's kept alive to the net. Here's the ball hit. Kept alive by the Indians to the net. Hit over. Set up. Set up to the far side. The kill. Block. Oh, it did go. And the point to Versailles. Point Versailles, and the Tigers get the serve back. 24-14. But Fort Recovery still in command. Here comes the service for the Tigers. The serve goes far side, kept alive by the Indians. The set and the doink, and kept alive and then brought down. And there's your match. Fort Recovery wins the third game, 25-14. They win it 3-0. Your final scores, 25-18, 25-22, 25-14. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101 and PG-14.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Farms would like to congratulate all area volleyball and football teams on a successful season this fall. Players, parents, and coaches know that teams work together and are in top physical conditions are the ones that will be on top this winning season. And a diet of delicious turkey could be part of a key to success. This secret is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The secret is to play hard and eat more turkey.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where tonight it is Fort Recovery in 3 games over Versailles, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-14. And head coach Travis Guggenbiller with us. And coach, you came out, that second game a little tough there, but battled through it, then really took command. And I thought when you went into that third game, suddenly all your confidence was back and you just dominated.
Yeah, we just, our focus was on getting better with the serve. I think that was a big difference from the first, second, third set. I mean, our serving was not stellar today, but overall those girls, their mindset was just staying strong and getting better at the little things. So that's what our focus was on.
And it wasn't just one person dominating.
No.
This was a team win.
Yeah, all my girls stepped up today. I had 3 hitters that got a lot of attacks in. I had one of my hitters who had a really high hitting percentage today. She don't get get said a whole lot, but she did her job and did a nice job on that area as well. I have a lot of girls that had digs today, evenly throughout, as well as serving aces. So overall, it was a good team win today.
It's another one of those busy weeks where you've got several games. You want to get off to a good start. And I thought it was important for you to come out your first game today and kind of reestablish after you're coming off a loss over Saturday against Ottawa Glandorf.
Yeah, Saturday was kind of a tough game for us. You know, we had a big week last week, and we have another big week this week. And so being able to respond the way we did today, I'm proud of the girls. You know, that takes a team that can respond after a loss like Saturday when they know we are much better than what we've shown, you know, that's a team that's growing in the right direction. So I'm excited what I see with my team so far.
I mean, it wasn't like you were playing just any.
We were playing the number one team, but the girls weren't happy with their play. They were tired. I mean, they were just frustrated with their mistakes. So they would love to have that game back and be able to see what we can do. So when the girls know that and they have the desire to come out and play hard, you know, being able to respond the way they did today, I'm happy with that. So
of course you want to learn from this one because you're going to play this team again.
Yeah.
And then it will count in the conference.
Exactly. So, you know, that's something that we're definitely have in mind. You know, we know them, but they know us just as well. So we have to get ourselves better in order to compete because it's also on the road for us. So, you know, I would rather have this game after our conference, but, you know, I think also that just if we can come and compete and beat them at their place, it's just showing how much better or how much we're growing as a team. So
re-explain just why this was played tonight as a non-conference.
Yeah, so before, once our schedule was all released, there were some changes that were set by the government that we were no longer allowed to have our invites, which allowed us to play several teams in one day. The rule was we could not play any more than one team within a 24-hour period. So I lost six games, so we had to go out and find those games to make up. So therefore, that's how we got this game as an add-on. So,
and it's kind of nice, though, that within your conference you can do this.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a lot of the MAC coaches, and that's what we're doing again on Saturday with St. Henry, playing them again. And, you know, if I'm going to play another team twice, why not be the MAC? Because, in my opinion, that's the best conference in the area. So,
reserve a long time in the gym Saturday, the way you played them last week.
Yeah,
it was a long match.
That was a very long match. I'm hoping that we can come out stronger and show them how good we really are. So,
what about Coldwater on Thursday?
Coldwater's going to be another tough game. They have a very, you know, great coaches, well-disciplined team. They have a lot of knowledge over there. They're young. But young teams sometimes scare you because you don't know what they're coming in as. So they have some big hitters. They're just another solid MAC team. So we just got to be ready to compete again on Thursday.
Well, Coach, congratulations
Thank you.
On the win tonight. Good
Thank
luck
you.
On Thursday.
Yep, thanks.
Travis Guggenbiller, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. They win here tonight over Versailles. And you heard him. It was not a conference matchup, but that's because of all the COVID changes this year. You can't play in the Invitationals. It's just the way it works out. It's the same for everybody. But as it was, they'll be playing this team again at Versailles in a couple of weeks, and that one will count in the conference standings, so this one did not. It is a win, and with the win, the Indians are now 12-2 on the season. They win tonight by scores of 25-18, 25-22, and 25-14 in the varsity. It was also a three-game match in the JV. Versailles won the first game there tonight, 26-24, and then the JV Indians rallied to win 25-22 in the second contest and then pulled away and won easily in the third one, 25-8. So all's well that ends well for the home teams tonight. They win them both. Our thanks to the folks here, as always, for great hospitality at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to Eric Catterly back at the studio for his great help. And we thank you for joining us. Don't forget, we've got more Fort Recovery volleyball coming up Thursday night as the Indians will take on Coldwater, starting again about 6:30, depends on how long the junior varsity goes. Finals again in the varsity. Fort Recovery wins over Versailles 25-18, 25-22, and 25-14. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening tonight, and we'll see you again next time for Fort Recovery volleyball here on J Country 101 and PG 14.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.